Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In our last episode, we expanded on the idea of the true self. Why do we live the way we do, and who is behind it? Most of us fall into two groups. Those who never question life, they stay busy, work, and eventually die without reflecting. Next, there are those who simply question too much, to the extent that they get stuck in doubt and can't function well. In Zen, it points to a middle way where we're not ignoring life. At the same time, we're not getting lost in endless thinking and doubt. In this episode, we explore the idea that to be there for someone else, first we need to be there for ourselves. So let's learn what that looks like. If you've ever been on a plane, then I'm sure you recall the demonstration where the flight attendant advises everyone to put the oxygen mask on themselves first before they apply the oxygen mask to their families. And that's really the idea behind being there first for ourselves. We have to save ourselves first before we can save those around us. To be there for someone else, first we need to be there for ourselves. Otherwise, we offer fragments. Instead of presence, attention is divided. Care that quietly asks for something in return. To sit with another, we must first learn how to sit with our own mind without turning away. Because what we avoid within, we cannot fully face in another. Their pain will echo ours, and we will rush to fix, distract, or escape. Not out of indifference, but from unfamiliarity with our own depths. To be present is not to solve, but to remain steady, open, and unafraid. This steadiness is practiced in solitude, in the quiet moments where nothing demands our attention except what is already there. When we learn to stay with our own thoughts, our own discomfort, our own silence, we begin to soften, and from that softness comes a different kind of care, one that does not grasp, it does not hurry, it does not need to be seen. Then, when we sit with another, we do not bring answers. We simply bring space. We often compare the state of our minds to that of our stomach. When all is well, we forget it is even there. But when something aches, it becomes all we can notice. The mind, too, calls for care, not only in pain, but in stillness. Attention given early is gentler than awareness forced by suffering. Yet we are rarely taught to listen before something breaks. We move quickly, feel the silence, treat restlessness as something to outrun. Small tensions gather quietly. Unspoken worries, unfelt emotions, thoughts we brush aside because they seem insignificant. But the mind keeps a record of everything we ignore. What is unattended does not disappear, it simply waits. And when it finally speaks loudly, we call it stress, burnout, or overwhelm, as if it arrived all at once. To care for the mind is not only to respond to pain, but to notice the subtle shifts, the tightening, the fatigue, the quiet unease. It is in these early moments that gentleness matters most. A pause, a breath, a willingness to look inward without judgment. This is how balance is kept, not by avoiding difficulty, but by meeting it before it becomes suffering. The true person. The true person cannot be measured by roles, labels, or time. Not young or old, not success or failure. It is what remains before we divide the world into parts. The one who is aware, quiet, unchanged, already whole. Before a name was given, before a story was formed, there was simply this presence, clear, open, unbound. We spend much of our lives adding layers to it, identities to hold on to, definitions to feel certain, markers to prove we exist. Yet beneath all of that, nothing else has changed. The true person does not come and go with circumstance. It is not improved by praise nor diminished by failure. It watches the rise and fall of every thought, every emotion, every passing role without becoming them. To recognize this is not to reject the world, but to see through it with a kind of quiet clarity. You can still play your part, speak your name, move through time, but without forgetting what you are beyond it. And in that remembering, there is a subtle freedom, a steadiness that does not need to be earned, only noticed. We are infinite and eternal. We are infinite and eternal, not as the body, which comes and goes, but as the whole expressing itself here. The same boundless presence that cannot be limited by name or form lives through us. To recognize this is not to become something new, but to remember what was never separate. Like a wave that rises and falls in the ocean, we appear for a moment as something distinct, yet never leave what we truly are. The form changes, the essence does not. We learn to identify with what can be seen, the face, the story, the timeline, but these are only passing shapes, temporary arrangements within something vast. What looks like separation is only perspective, a narrowing of view that forgets the whole. When this softens even briefly, there is a sense of returning, not to a place, but to a recognition. Nothing needs to be added, nothing needs to be removed. The infinite is not elsewhere, nor hidden. It's not distant. It is this awareness itself, quiet, quietly present before every thought of me arises. And in noticing this, there is a gentle shift from being apart within the whole to realizing you were never apart from it. Here's one activity to try today. A way to practice this today is a 10-minute sit and notice. Find a quiet place to sit comfortably. Set a gentle timer. For the first few minutes, just notice your breath, not controlling it, just feeling it move in and out. Then widen your attention. Notice thoughts as they arise, like passing clouds. Don't follow them. Don't push them away. Just see them. If discomfort, restlessness, or emotion appears, stay with it. This is the practice, being there for yourself without turning away. No fixing, no judging. In the final minutes, place a hand on your chest and simply sit with whatever is present. Let it be enough. When the timer ends, carry that same presence into one interaction today. Listen fully without preparing a response. You're not trying to become anything new, just noticing what's already here. To be there for others, begin by being present with yourself. Like the body, the mind asks for quiet care before it aches. Sit for a few minutes today and simply notice your breath, your thoughts, your feelings, without fixing or turning away. In that stillness, you meet the true person, not your roles or labels, but the quiet awareness beneath them. From here, presence becomes whole, not fragmented. You begin to sense that what you are is not separate, but part of something vast and continuous. Carry this into one moment with another, just listening fully. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, love lives here. We'll talk soon.